Well, thank you again for having me. What do you want to talk about? And we have lots of people here, me and my family and others who are experts from their own lived experience. We'll start from the left. Always start from the left, my father told me. Yes.
You mentioned Kermit.
Yeah.
I want to know what you meant by that. And also, I might sound really ignorant, but I have to ask. I'm sure a lot of people have the same. So you're not allowed to go in or out of Gaza. You're living in West Bank.
Right. Okay, the question is about what did I mean by permit, and am I allowed to go in and out of Gaza?
No.
So basically, that's not the question?
No, that's the question. So you're not allowed to.
Yeah, nobody is allowed to go in and out of Gaza. Nobody, pretty much except my husband, because he's like a very, very high humanitarian officer. Only people at that level can go in and out of Gaza. Gazans cannot go in and out of Gaza unless they are very, very, very ill. For example, a child with brain cancer might be able to get out to get to Jerusalem to go to the hospital, but I mean might. They do not all get out, so it's almost impossible to get out of Gaza. It is closed on all sides by Israel or by Egypt in cooperation with Israel. So to get into Gaza, you need a permit, and you can get one for humanitarian work sometimes, but to get out of Gaza is almost impossible. My husband's colleague has been accepted to so many nonviolence trainings here at Boston College and other places with scholarships from the U.S. government, and he's never been allowed out to attend those. And he works for the U.N., and he's trying to go to nonviolence training, but apparently that's very scary. Yes, and then we'll come here.
Could you send a link to, you mentioned videos and the YouTube. Could you send a link to a call or somebody who could post it as required?
Yes, absolutely.
Great.
Yeah, why don't we get a paper, and whoever gives me your email address legibly, please, I will send you links to some videos, because I think they're, it's really powerful to see them. So yeah, sure.
We're omitting a question, which really wasn't a question, but a lengthy harangue by an attender who I think might fairly be regarded as a Zionist true believer.
The facts that you're bringing, which build an argument that Israel has been forced to act against its will to oppress another people, is, to me, unbelievable. You cannot oppress other people against your will. You can't be forced into occupying other people. Israel's constantly saying, we wish we didn't have to occupy them, but they force us to occupy them.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. It's not believable.
Okay.
Well, let me just open it up and ask how we want to handle this, because I can have a long discussion, but then other people won't get to talk. And let me just let some others come in. I'm willing to engage whatever that makes sense for everybody's time. Okay, so 1 second. Let me go over, Layla, and then you. We'll go around this way. And you can ask a question or answer or whatever, as you like.
From the 1950s, Gaza was invaded repeatedly, bombed, attacked, people kidnapped out of Gaza. There was no Hamas. Hamas came in the late 80s. And after the occupation of 67, Gaza was treated very, very badly. Gaza always was rebellious for two reasons. It's a very small spot. It has lots of Palestinian refugees who are the true owners of the homes that some of the Jews live in, and they were not giving up on their rights. And I'm Palestinian, and I'm not giving up on my right. My father's land has a Jewish Brooklyn living in it. And he says to us through a lawyer, I'm not a thief. I'm willing to pay you 10 cents an acre for rent. That's theft, for one thing. And we told him, we don't recognize you as a tenant. But the Gaza people are mostly refugees. And they're rebellious. They were rebellious against the Egyptians. And they're rebellious against the Israelis. Hamas actually came very late on the scene. And it came because Israel didn't want the nationalists. It said, let's allow the religious people to meet in the mosques. Let's give them the freedom to have. And they actually paid some people to go and join Hamas. I know that for a fact. My cousins who are Christian in Bethlehem said, our Muslim friends are getting paid money by the Israelis to go to meetings. And Hamas was supposed to be like cooperating with Israel, but of course, whenever you promote something, you don't know how it's going to turn out. Just like the United States promoted Al-Qaeda, and remember remember the United States promoting Aziz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we are like people who play with fire should expect fire to come back. But Hamas is not a very strong, and it's not as popular as people are making it. Israel is not against Hamas. Israel is against the Palestinians of Gaza. That's something that's happened for 66 years, and it hasn't stopped. It could be Hamas, it could be Bashar, it could be Ali, it could be Leila, it could be whoever it is, the ruler. It's going to be the same story. So we have to stop listening to just the Hasbara that is promoted by the Israelis and by the media of the U.S.
Okay, thank you.
Listen to the Israeli media, you'll get even more news than you can get from the U.S.
Thank you, please.